the apparent focal point is music, but most people are not are engaged in some sort of way of getting away from it or having to get sucked into it by any other means other than the music.
Right. That's because the focal point to most people is entertainment. Mm-hmm. And most people listen with their eyes. Uh-huh. You know, if you really want to listen to something, close your eyes and lie down and be alone and close your eyes. Mm-hmm. And then also, people don't know what they like. They like what they know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you know, I guess you could, musicians are, in a way, they are elitist, because they have an inkling of what's going on here. Like, when you're listening to a Coltrane solo, you have some kind of, like, wow, he did that arpeggio in that, you know, section right there, and you have an idea of what he actually did, the actual note that he did. But to most people, that kind of music, that kind of, you know, modern jazz, it's over the head and far away. And people need basically a beat, and they want to dance, and they want to be entertained.
How do you put together then that for a while there, a guy like John Coltrane was so popular? In other words, like, his music actually was
He wasn't
popular.
With Leonard Feather.
No, but look, but that's true. He wasn't popular with a lot of critics, but in terms of, like, he was popular. I mean,
yeah.
he was popular in a sense. And by our standards, he was more popular than most of the pop. I mean, he sold
right.
lots of records, and he actually had some wealth accumulated off it. How do you put together the fact that his music is over people's heads but was really popular at that point?
Good question. But I think certainly popular with all musicians, or not all musicians, but musicians who were in that realm of bebop and modern jazz and cool jazz or whatever. Mm-hmm. Certainly all, he was revered by all the musicians. So, and then the few people outside of the musicians who liked him, that's a good question. How did they go on to Coltrane? And in other words, how does anybody but a musician go out and buy a Coltrane record? Mm-hmm. That's a question that I'd like answered too.
And yet they did. They bought thousands of large selling artists.
Well, that was before Kenny G.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It's like, he was a cat. It was a buzz, you know. Yeah. Coltrane is this phenomenon.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's others who were like that.
It's interesting, you know.
And now, who do people buy that's really, that's jazz?